an appeal for missions, the cooperation of humanity with divinity. As our Creator and Redeemer, Christ has embraced the world in His arms of infinite love. All things belong to Him by original and mediatorial efficiency. He is the first and the last, and the efficiency of everything. All the value there is in any human being is from Christ, and all belongs to Him. All that we have was entrusted to us in order to fulfill His mediatorial plan. In the divine plan, evil was foreseen and provided for. A remedy was provided sufficient for complete restoration. But in this plan, man himself must act a part as the created agency through whom God would work. Humanity is the instrument through which God works for humanity. As Christ labored for sinners, so man must labor, that humanity may be brought into connection with divinity. God's vast design in the mediatorial economy shows that He has embraced all humanity in His plan. He calls for men and women to fill their appointment as agents chosen to carry out His purposes. Ye are laborers together with God. Christ enlists in His service all who will consent to stand under His authority, all who will wear His yoke and accept the conditions which unite the human with the divine. Those who do this are molded by the influence that, through the grace of Christ, unites heart to heart, mind to mind, in one complete whole. We were brought into existence because we were needed, and it is a sad thought that if we stand on the wrong side, in the ranks of the enemy, we are lost to the design of our creation. We are disappointing our Redeemer. The powers He designs for His service are used to oppose His grace and matchless love. This thought should be sufficient to keep us ever humble. God gave His only begotten Son that man might be restored to oneness with Christ. And however indifferent the human agent may think it his privilege to be, he will be judged according to the provisions of grace which cost heaven so much. Man may ignore his responsibility. He may choose to be inspired and controlled by Satan, to withdraw himself from all righteous principles, as though he lived by his own invention. Nevertheless, he will be judged as one who might have used all his capabilities in the service of God, but who refused to do this, and took his position under the black banner of the powers of darkness. His failure to do the good he might have done, had he been a partaker of the divine nature, will be recorded against him as a sign that he despised and neglected the great mercy and loving kindness of God, refusing to recognize God's claim to His service. Those who love God will not live as though they were under little or no obligation to Him. All who have an understanding of the truth should act constantly as if the duty of living a life consecrated to God were the only obligation they were under. They should show that they have a sense of the work to be done, and that they are willing to heed the words of Christ, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me." All who follow Christ will work as He worked. They will not live to please themselves. Instead of living to show their love for themselves by absorbing means to flatter their own vanity, they will show that they have on the wedding garment, the robe of Christ's righteousness, and that they are conveying to others the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The knowledge of the rich repast of truth, the redemption Christ offers to the world, will be proclaimed in the message they bear, and in the wedding garment which they wear, testifying to the atoning death of Christ, which has provided for them the marriage feast. Devoted service is to be shown in saving the souls for whom Christ died. We are to be unsparing in our efforts for those who are perishing out of Christ. He, the Redeemer of the world, can and will save the souls of all who will come unto Him. We can never imitate Christ in this work, but we can cooperate with Him in His great plan. The work left us to do is to endeavor to draw all men unto Christ. We are to present Christ crucified among us, just as if we felt the reality of the scene we picture. We are to tell others of Christ's compassion, laboring with untiring earnestness to uplift the Savior, pointing to Him, as did John the Baptist, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."